Hi, my name is Sue Bright. I was born and raised in High Park in Boston. Been here all my life. Went through the Boston public school system every year except for 3 years when my parents put me in a Catholic school, and that was 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and I failed there miserably. I always loved BPS. I always had a mix from kindergarten on. There was always a really great diverse of people, whether it was from teachers, administrators, to kids, to the neighborhood I grew up in. And then I went on and graduated from English, high school, where it was about like 98%. Black. And I don't think I was naive, but I just thought I was just always exposed to diversity. So then one day I got a letter in the mail at my house, and I opened it, and in big letters it said "Nigger Lover." And I was shell-shocked. And I was like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. What do you mean? Like, I'm a people lover. Do you know what I'm saying? And to this day, I just remember my face and my parents' face. And I just don't have words to describe what I felt that day. And I was like, this is 1995. And this is what I'm experiencing. Went, to Northeastern, stayed in the city. I think the film, is it a part of the film where I guess a lot of us express our concern is that people don't believe in the Boston public school system. We had two co-chairs at our school this year, and one of them hasn't been present. And I called her last week, and I was like, you know, I just really want to check in. You haven't been into the family council meetings. You haven't been invested. So I'm a little confused why you ran for the co-chair if you weren't invested in our school. And she was like, I'm pulling my kids out of the Boston Public School. Like, it's not what I expect. Like, what do you think of the BPS? And I said, I'm a product of the BPS. Like, I believe in it. I think you should give the school a chance. And she was like, you know, there's going to be issues no matter where you go. And I feel like I've always had this great positive experience where teachers believed in the children they were teaching, and they made the difference. And I think it's so easy and quick for parents to not always get what they want, to be easy to be like, I'm pulling you, you're going to Mecco. And what resonated me is when the gentleman said, you know, we do have to invest in our schools, and we do have to believe in our schools. And what's concerning to me is this is a co-chair who stood up in front of 300 parents and said, I do want to do this for BPS. I believe in BPS. I'm blah, 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 blah. But now you're pulling your kids out. So I don't know. So I guess I'm with a lot of other folks in here that are just like, you know, we got to step up our game. But in the same breath, how do we make people believe in the system? How do we get folks on board to acknowledge the past but change the future?